It's the first official competition season of The Competition. Ah, you're watching AfterBuzz TV with Bring It. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I tried not to move to this song, but it's so hard.
Love this song.
Anything with Bucket.
Hey, anything. Yes, you guys remember this one, don't you? I know you do. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? I am Howard III, here with my beautiful co-host ladies over here. Miss Heather, introduce yourself.
Heather Yared. You can find me at Twitter, at Heather Yared, Instagram, at Heather Yared, Facebook, Heather Yared, all day, baby.
Hey guys, it's Elena here. You can literally find me on all social networks at @hey_itslay.
Yes, Elena. Everybody, welcome Elena. This is her first time to actually being on AfterBuzz TV.
I'm literally popping my AfterBuzz cherry.
Good. Yes. You got a good group to deal with. High five. That's true.
So we are happy to have you aboard with
Thank
us
Thank you
tonight
for having me.
This AfterBuzz TV Season 3, Episode 13 of Bring It.
Yeah.
Ratchicity.
Episode 18 of Ratchicity. Oh my goodness, that word.
Oh my gosh, Ratchicity. How do we feel about this?
I actually love it, honestly.
I think it's going to be on t-shirts soon. You mean somewhere it's going to be on a t-shirt, and if she's not trademarking it, I will. So go get ahead. It going.
Yes, definitely.
It's like a classy ratchet, though. Ratchicity.
If we get some extra ratchicity going
right
on.
Right. Just give me a little extra little dip there.
I'm feeling it. Speaking of, she, Miss Mimi and her daughter Cameron are calling in later. So you guys, stay tuned. Don't even, like, leave your computer. Don't leave your phone. Like, I know you're listening to us. They will be calling in. Ah!
So exciting.
Very exciting. So, until they do, let's kick it off real quick. So, we open it up with Kayla and Miss D talking, of course, about the loss they did last week against the Divas of Compton.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was kind of a hard one, the little grudge match. But, you know, whatever. Go ahead. But now we move into the first official competition of the season. It's finally here. We're excited. Are you excited? What's going on?
Yes, I was really excited. I was excited that Coach D was excited. Actually, all the girls seem hype. She seemed hype. She actually, there was someone more nice about her this round. Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. In the show, her energy was good. It was high, and she was ready to rock and roll.
Yes.
So I thought it was good. And I liked that they switched it up this time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the exact same thing that they were going to do. She knew it, and she was ready for it.
Yeah, she was definitely a little more gentle. Except, you know, you can always tell when the season has started because she's a little rougher on them in practice and she starts losing her mind. So you can tell she was feeling the pressure because, you know, this was the first, like, the kickoff of the season. But then again, like, as they were performing, she was smiling more. She was even dancing along with them.
Ooh, yeah.
And that warmed me. That was like, okay, Miss D, like, mm-hmm. you know. So that was really nice.
Yeah, I was happy to see her do all of that. Happy to keep it 100, I guess. I mean, that's the name of the competition, Keep It 100, which is oddly just fitting for them. And we see them go into a 6-man freestyle battle. Now, last episode, they did the whole call-out round, and it didn't go too well. Before we get into the competition, tell me, what were your thoughts on her doing the call-out round again?
Which is her? Who's her?
Oh, sorry, Miss D, okay. Coach D.
So I thought it's good. I like that it was freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I love freestyle anything.
Yeah.
Freestyle is when it's fun. It's when you truly see talent. Anyone who can do something on the fly, whether it's dancing, talking, anything like that, you see their strength.
Right.
Loved it.
I like the fact that this showdown was freestyle too, but only because it almost challenges the dancing dolls to step up to the plate. Because for the most part, you know, they, even though they lost last week to, you know, the Compton team, they're used to kind of winning these competitions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fact that it was a freestyle round, it forced them like, hey, I need to step it up. I need to show them what I can really do. Because are you really the dancer that everyone proclaims you as?
Mm.
So now I'm going to prove it to you. Now I'm going to show you. Just like, you know, we had the battles between some of the girls having to step up. I think it was great that she accepted the 6-man showdown.
Yeah, because there is a reoccurring theme that she just referenced, which is everyone's like, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So the fact that they did this freestyle and stepped up to it and were pumped for it was a good change for that. So
definitely.
That's good.
Oh my goodness. I thought it was funny when you said they do the same thing. Penelope, the coach from
Macon.
Macon.
Oh yeah, Diva
she
from Macon.
the producers did a great job when it came to her sound bites, because she was saying, you know, we're tired of seeing them death drop. We're tired of seeing them roll. And as she was saying that, they literally were death dropping. They literally were rolling. Like, it was the perfect footage for the perfect sound bite. And I literally lost my mind. I was like,
yes, I thought that was hilarious. Oh my gosh. Both of those coaches to me were funny. Divas of Macon. I mean, okay, so the teams they are going against are Divas of Macon, Divas of Dance, and the Southern Roulettes.
Royalettes.
Mm-hmm. And now with this one, with the 6-man battle round, they only have 30 seconds to and like show us their talent and show us like everything that's going on with them. What do we think about that 30 seconds? Is that too short to like give me a good 8 count?
Not as fast as they move. They move so fast that that 30 seconds was enough. I was just super pumped that Faith finally got a chance.
Yeah.
To me, she is a little celebrity on the horizon. Yeah. her Instagram is even something star. I am stardom or something. Oh yeah. So I thought it was great. I thought it was really exciting that she got her first chance. And you know, Dana was like, oh my God, freaking out about
Dana
it.
Dana lost her mind this episode. Like she was high. She was low. She was like, oh my gosh. She was just all over the place today, and all in good faith, you know, excited for her daughter. So I was excited for her. I think 30 seconds is enough. 30 seconds is to show me what you got. And if you can't do it in 30, if you need more time to warm up, then what is really your freestyle? You know what I mean? So I think 30 seconds is enough. And they did great when it came down to their freestyles.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Their uniforms wowed me, too. Let me just say. Their uniforms were bomb this episode.
I was hoping to talk about the
episode. I'll say it. Let me hold on. I'm just so excited.
All the way here, I was like, I hope we talk about the uniforms.
So cute. Okay.
You know, at the end, we're going to get right into that competition. We got to let the people just know we're excited about the competition. Of course, like every week. But let's talk about these moms. Of course, Dana, like we just said, was crazy that just Faith made it onto the team finally.
Yeah.
To me, Faith was a little not weak, but she just needs more experience.
She needs to be more raw. She's a ballerina. She's been a ballerina. Mm-hmm. They say that. This time she stepped up. I loved it. I thought it was great.
It was interesting with me and Faith, though, because there was a part in the episode where you got to see her personality outside of the Dancing Dolls rehearsal space. Yes. And she was more raw. Yes. She was like she lit up. Like, you know, she was more like I'm not just the ballerina. So I love that she did have an opportunity this episode. And I just want to see more of that from her and not just feel like she has to diet down because she's, you know, a part of the Dancing Dolls.
Right.
Be who you are. Like, express that grittiness if that's what you have.
So I thought that was interesting because, speaking of be who you are, Coach D was like, oh, sometimes I feel like Faith overdoes it. She's not herself. I didn't get that. I didn't see, because Coach D's saying, go, 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 go. Then she's saying Faith is giving her too much or almost being fake. Like, did you think she was being fake? Did you see something that looked like it was too much?
Not to me. I thought, you know, Faith was just doing her own thing.
Me
like
too.
Being Faith.
I thought she could have gave more.
Same here.
I thought she could have gave more. Yeah. So I was surprised.
Yeah.
But maybe it's almost like, you know, when you're trying, you know, when that boss is watching, you're trying to do it really good, that you almost get nervous and you aren't able to shine as bright as you would shine if they weren't watching because you're nervous now, like the nerves. So maybe that's what she meant, but I still thought that Faith could bring more. So yeah.
Mm. Agreed. That was surprising to me. And then Dana brought in a new mom.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that. Shamika, right?
Yes.
Shamika came in, and her daughter's name is Deja. Shamika and Deja. I love that. So she came in, and she was like, oh, hey, everybody. Kind of cool. She's kind of feeling herself. I was like, Shamika, maybe should we relax a little bit? Like Mimi had said, hold on. Who was this?
Right.
Did Shamika get too comfortable, like too soon? We don't really even know Shamika.
Shamika walked in there and was like, I'm here. Like, what's up? Like, I've been a part of this circle. I've been a part of this group. And we were like, hey, Shamika, you going to let us know any more else about you? Like, you know?
Rittany, true to her soul. She was just like, no. Who is it?
She was like, who was it that said, was it Tina that said, oh, we barely have enough space as it is. Yeah. And you bring in somebody new. And Tina was like, I already know about you, Shamika. I already heard about you. I was like, ooh, what you heard? Let me know.
I was thinking that too. I was like, wait a minute, Shamika, what's going on with you?
Right.
Like, Tina's spilling all the beans. And like you were saying with Rittany just always was not having it. She was like, no, I'm cool with the new mom.
She was the advocate sitting in the closet for the last time too. Yeah. She's like, we are not going out there on the bleachers and everything. I like though that they all have the shirts of their daughters' like names and their pictures. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, they all have the shirts and they all have like the little sayings of the girls on their shirts. Mm-hmm. I love that with the moms. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So let's finally move on to the practices. These practices are just so intense. I cannot wait till we get Mimi and Cameron on, because I really want to know about the behind the scenes of these practices. Uh-huh. Why are they practicing at 10 o'clock at night? Is that, like we talked about this before, is that too late? To me, yes, it's too late for dancing.
Yeah, it's a long time. I mean, it's at least two and a half, 3 hours, and it's every night. I believe it's every night. A part of me thinks that they love it. Like, as much as it's long, I think the girls, like, truly love it. But I think that it's necessary for them to keep winning. This is why they win. As we said before, Coach D reminds me of an old school basketball coach, football coach. Just drive, 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 drive. I think if she eased up, they wouldn't keep winning.
I think it also just depends on, like, 10 o'clock at night for a dance rehearsal, in my mind, it's cool as long as you don't have school the next day. Exactly. So, like, I believe they rehearsed during the summer, which means, you know, in the summer, you're not doing much for trying to get into trouble anyway. So why not have you tired for the next day? And it could be, you know, just what everyone has to do earlier that day. Like, the other dancers have other commitments and programs and summer programs and camps and stuff like that. So, but it is late because you go from 10 to like 12 or 1 if practice goes over a little bit. I'm tired. Like, my body is going to sleep.
Yeah, these girls do. I think they are in school, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is. School. So it is. I mean, it is late.
Yeah, it's late. It definitely is late.
But I feel like I'd want to be there till 10. I really do. Like, even with cheering, I used to be like, come on, let's keep going. Let's keep going. So I would probably enjoy it.
It's more mental for me, though. At a certain time, I'm just like, time to go home.
Exactly.
It is bedtime. I might not go to bed, but it's bedtime.
Exactly. Like, it's time to hang up them shoes.
Let's go.
Yes. And speaking of with you doing cheering, Heather, so how late did you guys used to practice?
So it depended on when we started. I mean, if there was a, outside of practice, if there was a ball game, I mean, we would be there till like 11 or 12 if there was a ball game. But for practicing before like any type of championship rounds and before any of that stuff, it would be till like 10. I mean, that's me stretching out.
I was more so the advocate of getting people home on time because I was cheer captain my senior year in high school. And no, we got to get you home because then parents start coming to our coaches or even coming to us and saying, hey, why aren't they home? And then sometimes, you know, when it's a big team, especially because now they have a big team, now that they have new girls and stuff, when it's a big team, sometimes all the girls don't handle their responsibilities as far as homework, and they start using cheer practice as an excuse. I didn't have enough time to do my homework because I was in dance or cheer practice. So as captain, I was like, nah, you're not going to use us as that cripple. Practice was over at 8:30, maybe 9. If she's home at 11, have no idea where she is.
Okay, so we just got
speaking of mamas, just got word
that Mimi and Cameron are on the line. This is so exciting. So let's see. Mimi?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Good.
Hi.
Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show for Bring It.
Yes.
We're here.
Yes. Cameron, is that you in the back?
Yes.
Hi. So let's introduce ourselves one more time for you. I'm Howard. I have my lovely co-host over here.
Please. I'm Heather.
And I'm Elena.
And we're here to bring it.
Bring it live. Yeah. Telephone. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Thank you for staying up with us. I know it's like around 9:30 over there.
Oh, it's actually 8:30.
Oh, good. Okay, well, they will be at practice for 2 more hours anyway, so we're good.
We were just talking about practices, and for this question is basically for you and Cameron. How long do practices usually go? Is it just till 10? Is it till 11? Like,
it's supposed to be until 10, but it is whenever they finish. And Ms. D is, I guess, okay with what they're doing, or if she feels like they need to go a little further, hey, we just have to deal with
it. I love that it's supposed to be until 10, however, comma.
I have a question for Cameron. So is it as intense out there when you guys are dancing? I'm talking about at practice right now still. Is it as intense as it seems on TV?
Yes, it's actually worse than what it is on TV. TV actually makes it seem, you know, more calm, but real competition, like, it gets worse, it gets harder, you know, more drama continues, and it's just all just crazy. So when you see it on TV, you're like, oh, they made that look good.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Does Coach D really curse that much in practice? Because when they fan to her, she just be cursing y'all out left and right. I'm be like, oh, poor girls. Does she do all that cursing?
That is every day at practice.
Oh, Lord.
You know, with her, you know, she has a lot. And Ms. Diane is a very, very busy person. Mm. And, you know, how she has another dollhouse, too. So that's more on her. And we actually all used to it now. But, you know, you still got to be on your best behavior because, let's say you drop a pin or you do the wrong account or you mess up, it's just all over.
Mm-hmm. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it.
I can feel it.
What's the best part of being on the team, Cameron? What is that? What's the best part about it?
The best part of being on the team, I think it's the sisterhood that we all, like, share because since we're with each other every day of our lives, you know, we basically become closer than ever. And, like, they all become your best friends. And you know everybody. You know everything about each other. And then, like, it's just a really big family, and it's real fun.
That's good. Aww. That's amazing.
Cameron, are you also the captain of the Birmingham team, too? Or has Coach D put another captain over there?
No, I'm still the captain of all the dancing dolls right now.
Oh, that's fun.
Yay, that's good.
Well, I was going to ask you, Cameron, so that the first season has just come off for us, you know, with the episodes. How has it been being captain and then having Kayla as assistant coach right there where you always can literally go to her if you have any questions or, like, concerns? Like, is that a comfort? Is that comfortable for you? Like, do you love it?
Yes, it is a really big – Kayla is a really big help. And so, like, whenever she's there, I can just go to her, go ask her, like, whatever I need. You know, she can tell me what I need to do because since being captain, it's not hard because, you know, Ms. Diana has always been on me to get up to getting captain anyways. So now that I have it, it's just like, okay, I actually need to do this and do this and do that. And so with Kayla, like, she's just there like, you know, Ms. Diana going to be crazy today. So you just got to stay calm, tell them don't worry about it. And just keep on going out there and keep dancing. Don't worry about it. That's basically all it is to it.
That's amazing. You have completely transformed, like, from the very, very first show till now, you as a captain. I was actually just about to say that before you guys called in. What was that transformation like? You went from almost being, like, not shy, but shy,
quiet.
More quiet. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And now it's like you just, your face, your whole, all the body language is just fierce. Like, what does that feel like? How has that happened, I guess?
Well, it's basically like it's all my determination. Like, I don't know. I think something just clicked in. Like, I just transformed into a whole other person. And plus, like, watching the show, and then, you know, the show carries social media, and so you got people like, oh, she can't do this. She a crybaby. She do this. And so, you know, I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna show these people.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
I love it.
And you're doing it, girl.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So do people treat you better or do they treat you worse? Like at school, how have the friends, do you get more friends now because now you on TV? They think you all that. You know, you this, you that. Or have people just pretty much been like, oh, she this and that. So they left you. How are the people treating you?
Well, I think that shows the difference between, like, true friends and fake friends. Mm. And, like, all of my best friends that I have, like, at school, they are still with me to this day. And they're really proud of me and proud of the show. And, like, all the other ones are like, oh, can I get a shout-out? Or can I do this? Can I do that? And I'm just like, nope, sorry, bye-bye. but really, it's no one really treats me different. They kind of just, you know, laugh at it. They'd be like, oh, you're Cameron from Dance Dogs. Wouldn't it be my best friend saying it? And I'm just like, oh, really? But it's the same. Pretty much the same.
Okay. I have a question for Mimi on that note of all the attention. So how many boys are all over Cameron, Mimi, and how are you handling that? Because we saw in the last episode. Tell us a little bit about that. How are you handling that?
Oh. As a mother, as a parent, you know, you don't really prepare, so to say, for that type of exposure. Mm-hmm. But I know it's coming. But, I mean, Cameron does have a friend, and George is really sweet, you know, regardless of what you see on TV. He's really a sweet kid, and, you know, I don't just let them go on dates like, oh, yeah, you're going to go driving, or we're going to go here. Don't let TV fool you. I see a lot of times on social media, a lot of people ask me, you know, can I have Cameron's number? Oh, my God, I got a crush on Cameron. I'm like, who the hell are you? These random people that always say, you know, I love her. I love her. And I'm like, okay.
They're right. Bold. Okay. Can I have Cameron's number? No.
Oh, yeah. Social media is just what it says. Social media.
Yes.
That's crazy. So do you guys ever take breaks between social media? Because Mimi, you have a huge following, and then your daughter has a huge following, and then together,
yes.
It just seems like it'd just be one big headache. Do you guys ever take breaks?
Yes. We try to. I guess with me and Cameron combined, I guess we both probably have a million or more followers together. Mm-hmm. But due to the show and due to, you know, having to advertise or talk about the show, we have to kind of stay on social media. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time. But I tell Cameron when she sees stuff, because Cameron, I know, gets it probably worse than anybody on this show. But I tell her all the time, let me handle it. You stay in the child's place. Mama's going to get them, and I get them.
I write
on Instagram. I write on Facebook. And then I'll have somebody from little old lovely Lifetime, Mimi, can you take that down? Yeah. Hey, you better get them. You know?
That's amazing. And Mimi, you had your transformation yourself
from
the beginning till now. Tell us about that. We're dying to know more about that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was very interesting, and I probably wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Maybe one or two, but not just all of them. But I mean, I was so ready for it, and then when I finally got it or had the procedures done, the pain was so excruciating and so unbearable, and I'm like, what have I done to myself? But
oh no.
I'm almost 100%. I would say about 75. I still don't have too much feeling in my stomach.
Oh, wow.
I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
The nerves haven't came back to life yet. So, you know, I still wear my compression suit every now and then because I'm doing what the doctor told me. You know, if he says wear your compression suit until you feel like you need to take it off or you don't want to take it off, that's perfectly fine. Yeah. But when I put on clothes, baby.
All worth it, right? All worth it.
Yes. So I'm real pleased with it. I am very pleased with it. It was fun, but again, the pain was unbearable.
Yeah.
And it was an experience I can say that I finally did, and I was very happy about it. I'm still happy about it. And it's just, hey, moving on to the next experience. I take it all. I don't care.
Well, you look beautiful. You were beautiful before. You're beautiful now.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. That's awesome.
You look great.
Look
great.
Yes.
Now, I want to know, when you guys go to these competitions, do the moms have security and do the girls, the dolls come with security? Or is it just, it's so many of you guys, you don't need it? Like, how does that work out?
Unfortunately, I have a little bit of ratchet in me.
There it is.
So I don't need all the extra security. For one, I don't want all the attention.
Okay.
You know, we still sit with the public. We still mingle with everybody. We still talk, take pictures, dance. I'm humble. You know, this can be gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I don't really want all the extra security unless we just have to have it. You know, some rival teams get a little ignorant, get a little ridiculous, and, you know, sometimes we may need it then. But as far as us, we're going to protect the girls, of course.
Mm-hmm. I believe
that. So they're okay, but usually 9 times out of 10 at competitions, they're with Coach D. So she always has security. So the girls will be secured as well because they're with her. So they have security. But us mamas, we ain't playing no games. We don't even care.
Yeah, like, say, they take them. They take them. Speaking of ratchicity, is that how you say it? Ratchicity?
Ratchicity.
So have you trademarked that yet?
Oh, I have a t-shirt. Yes.
T-shirts. Do it. That is phenomenal. First of all, when you said that, I was like, that's it. That's it. That's its own $1 million pile right there.
We literally talked about it at the beginning of the show before you called because I said it was like this classic kind of ratchet, classy way to say ratchet. You know, let me just drop some ratchicity on you for a little bit.
How'd you think of that?
Middle class ratchet.
There we go.
A bit of ratchet in me, but it comes out when need be. You know, I know how to be, you know, me, or I know how to be, oh, hell no, me. You know, I know how to be that, you know, that bitch everybody loves to hate. I can do that. So, you know, it needs to come out, but when it comes out all of the time, you know, I tend to let mine come out as well. So, you know, it kind of clashed a little bit. So, hey.
I mean, we saw that a lot in this episode. This Friday's episode.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us from behind the scenes? Because TV they only showed us bits and pieces. Who initiated this, and who was that guy running over to the other side?
Yes.
Who was that man?
We saw the parent, the head on the hat. Her name is Dee. Right. And she records for Coach D to have the girls to show at practice. If they mess up, they get to look at it. If they did well, they get to look at it. This is like you playing football. You go back and you look over your play to see what you did or did not do.
Right.
And that's what she does. Well, she had took it long enough, and she was in the corner where the FADD fans were, and she said they just talked all kinds of noise, and she said she just couldn't take it anymore. So she moved. All of a sudden, she came walking past us throwing her headphones down, her Bluetooth, her glasses. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, we didn't happen. And her and this other lady from that team were arguing back and forth. And I'm like, who is she talking to? And that's when it went from there. And the guy that you seen running across, that his name is Patrick. That's Diana's assistant at the dollhouse. So, you know, and I was kind of behind Patrick. And I had this 90-year-old lady up there cussing me out. And I'm like, I'm like, who the hell even asked you something? I'm not, you know, I'm like, what is going on? But unfortunately, and they can say what they want, I don't care. That's every time they're in our prison. So I, you know, it's not about the kids anymore. It's like, it's about who's the best and who's the best and who's this. And, you know, it's not about the kids anymore, but unfortunately, it's going to always be about the dancing dolls.
Yes.
Whether they like it or not.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, and they, of course, they, you know, I think their coach said that we, you know, did to do the same thing over and over, whatever. Well, unfortunately, that may be true. But when you win against somebody doing the same damn thing and we don't need to step our game up, then why not replay the same play over and over and over?
That's exactly
and,
what I was thinking.
You know, by them coming out, throwing a doll out on the floor and beating her up, we've seen that since 2010, I think, 9, 10. So to me, same thing. So, hey, it is what it is. You do what you have to do to win. They just didn't show all of the grown people that they had on their team, but hey, I leave that behind closed doors.
We did. They did allow us to see how quick you jumped up, Mimi. We saw it before you started getting cussed out by the 90-year-old lady. We saw how quick you was up. You was like, wait a minute. Cameron, I have a question for you. As captain, how excited are you when you see the other dancers step up and actually do great? Like Cristiano was struggling a lot, you know, in previous episodes prior to this past Friday. And then, you know, recently she won her freestyle battle. So how excited does that make you as captain?
Seeing like all of them, you know, win, it makes me happy because I'd be nervous for them. Like whenever they have a solo or because if I have a solo, I don't get nervous. But if they have a solo or if they have a duet or something, I am extremely nervous. And, like, I'm just like, you got to go out there, do what you got to do. And plus, when they pull it off and, like, win, that makes me even more happy. And I'm happier for them than they are for themselves. And so when Cristiana had won the freestyle round, I was so, like, I was happy for her. I was more happy than Brittany invited because, you know, I know how hard she's been working and I know how hard, like, she really wanted to, you know, actually win a call-out round. And when she won it, I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Was she your
Like, I ran to give her a hug before the judges even finished talking. So yeah. I was really happy.
Yes. No, was Christiana your first choice when you twisted your ankle? Was she like the go-to person, or did you have other dolls you wanted to maybe throw out there?
Christiana was really my first choice because she already had did a call-out round once before. Mm. And plus, I know like all the times that even though Christiana didn't win, I know the potential she has in her, and I know what she really can do. And plus, that I was so mad that whole call-out round during Compton. I was so mad because
Robbed. She was robbed. She was robbed. Mm-hmm. Like, she killed it, and she was robbed. So we're with you on that. Oh, we were mad, too.
Christiana won that. And, you know, like, Christiana was crying. And I just, they didn't show me, but I went up to her, and I was like, girl, don't you cry about that. You know you won. I was going on. If I could have slapped them judges, I could have.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So funny. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know specifically, Cameron. Right. So if you had to tell anything or send a message out to girls that are your age, around your age, you guys are very strong. You guys keep at it. This is an everyday thing. This is a sport. Mm-hmm. You know, ESPN just did a feature article. You know, what is the message? If you could say anything to the women out there, ladies, the young girls that are your age, to keep pushing and keep staying dedicated. Is there anything you'd say specifically to them that keeps you going?
Yes, for all of the girls out there, just know that whatever you plan to do with life, just go for it, follow your dreams, work hard, because, you know, all of your haters out there, they are really your motivators. And plus, like, when you go out there, you just got to put your all into it, but you got to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't do it because, oh, she did it too, I want to do this. You don't be like, nope, I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove to them, show them it's wrong, that I got this, and it'll all work out.
Amazing. Very good. Wow. Very good.
I know. That's so nice.
Yeah.
So,
I think I have, like, just one last question for both Cameron and Mimi. Of all this, because Cameron, you basically, like, grew up with the show, you know? So of all the people that you guys competed against, who do you feel like was either your favorite competitors or the toughest competition? Like, who could that be?
Good question.
Toughest competition?
She's like, no one.
Captain or since the show, period?
Since the show.
Wow. I know, it's a tough one. I guess no one.
They're like, can we bring a mirror out?
I can say one team I love competing against is Infamous Sensorous, because their girls are so nice. Like, as soon as we finish competing against each other, we literally talk to each other. We have each other's numbers, Snapchats and everything. And it's just so, like, heartwarming. We don't have no problems going against each other. It's always a fun battle. And then, like, when we finish the competition, that's actually one of the people, one of the rivals that we can actually just, you know, get the trophy or call out the winner, whatever, and just go home. No argument, no nothing, no trash talking, no nothing. It's just all fun.
Infamous Dancer Outs. I could see that. That's good.
That's good to know, because, you know, the show doesn't give us that perspective. It wants us to almost assume that everyone that they compete against is just this fight or this argument or the drama. So that's good to know.
It's really good to know. So, wrapping up, can you guys tell us about this Bring It Live tour? I have to know, how does that work with school? Mimi, how does that work with work? Are you on the tour with them? Like, how's that going?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Where do I begin? The tour was amazing, number one. Let's start there. Just going to all of these different places around the world and seeing places where Chris Brown has performed, where Ray Charles has performed, where Whitney Houston, Stevie Wonder, you know, we see their autographs on the walls, on the Wall of Fame, so to say, at these places. And it was amazing. I mean, even though the girls actually did have to miss the first week of school, I took a picture. You know, everybody's sending pictures out over social media with their new clothes on and the new Jordans. And I took a picture of the girls on the bus too. Yeah. And I was like, these are our girls' first day of school. You know, sorry we don't, you know, fit in the profile with the pictures and stuff today. But, you know, it was amazing. The girls
day.
Uh-oh, Mimi, you kind of cut out on us. Are you still there?
Were not dancing. They were traveling to the next location. So they got maybe 7 hours of sleep, maybe seven. You know, we're on a bus as well, and they're trying to, you know, figure out how to get in position. It takes you about 20, 30 minutes to try to figure out how to get comfortable and then go to sleep, you know. And then once we wake up, guess where we are? The next venue. So, and it's time for hair, makeup, tech, rehearsal, everything. But to see the fans, to see the kids crying, to see the, I mean, even the adults taking their last, you know, just crying and gasping for breath, like, we're sitting there looking at them like, y'all doing this for little or what? You know, it was amazing. It was so good. And I think the girls really, really enjoyed it. The experience was amazing, you know, to have a bus wrapped with Coach D's face on and the girls in the background. The girls that were on the bus are the original four girls that they, you know, from the show. Even though they were silhouettes, we could tell who was who. It was like, that's Cameron. Oh, that's Christiana. Oh, that's Kate. That's Christiana. You know, we could tell who was who. But to be on that bus and to, when we pull up at McDonald's, to have the whole damn crew come out. Oh, they wow. stopped flipping burgers. They stopped putting cheese on folks' sandwiches to come out and take pictures. And we're like, y'all supposed to be working. You know, it was fun. That's it great. Was fun. And the girls just, oh, God, they loved it. You know, because they're so humble. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't faze them. You know, one thing we want to make sure that you don't get cocky, you don't have an attitude, you don't think you're more than anybody else, you know, because again, this can be gone any day.
Right.
But for them to just kind of smile and wave and like move on about their business, they just want a cheeseburger. Baby, give me a cheeseburger with this fries. All we can go. You know?
Yes. Great. Yes, 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 yes. So good. We appreciate you and Cameron getting on the phone with us, talking to us about this wonderful show. My ladies over here, any last questions?
I just want to say thank you. Both of you are amazing. I love seeing the mother-daughter dynamic. Keep that up. Society Definitely. Needs to see that today. So thank you so much for your time. You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for supporting us.
Always, oh, always. D-D-Bo-L.
We definitely have to have you guys on for the season finale. So, you know, I'll be in touch with you.
Yes, yes. We would love to.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Good night.
Bye, guys. Bye. Oh, that was so nice.
Wonderful.
I just love them. So let's jump right into the competition because we are just itching to talk about it. Let's start it off. So we see that it's finally the freestyle round. Yeah. We have different rounds with different, you know, groups. It's four groups. The Divas of Dance, Divas of McCarran? I say it so wrong. McCann.
Macon.
Dazzling Divas of Macon and the Southern Royalettes. Let's see. The first round, when it was Cameron versus the other gentleman in the call-out round. What do we think about that? I mean, that... Is it unfair for the guy? We talked about this last week, yes. You, Heather.
Yes.
Is it unfair for the guy to go against the girl?
Not necessarily. We're in a dance world, and the dance teams or cheer teams, whatever it's going to be, they are becoming co-ed. So who you get paired up, sometimes you don't know. If it happens to be against a guy, okay, I know that Coach D said on the show that, you know, guys have more endurance, they have mm-hmm. more strength. And that brings more out of me as a dancer. I want to go against someone who's stronger, who has more endurance, so that I can do more. I can perform at my best, you know, whether win or lose. Thankfully, she won on that round, but, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he should have been there. Like Mimi said, he's been right. shaving since 95. Okay, right. What are you doing here? Mm-hmm. What are you doing
so
here?
There were so two, it should have been. There were like two guys.
Yeah. And this is how they won last time. So they tried, but they didn't succeed because the Dancing Dolls are the best. So I thought it was good. I mean, I thought they took the whole thing, which was... perfect, because that's what they do. Hey. And plus, Coach Kayla's private lessons or whatever, we missed that in the predictions. We didn't say that. I didn't see it coming at all.
I didn't think she would do private lessons, but...
But it worked. It worked.
She called it Kayla School of Dance.
Yes! Yes. No.
She said the enrollment is popping this week.
Prediction. That's our prediction.
I know! Oh my gosh. Do you think that guy they were dancing, though, was he actually in college? Because, you know, that's the difference being in college and then dancing high school girls.
I mean, I want to say no comment. Because people can look older than right. they are. And I actually thought about that before I came tonight. I was like, you know, I couldn't figure out if he really was older or not. So I'm going to say no comment. But I definitely don't believe he should have been dancing.
Especially when they called him out last time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. You just, you don't know. So mm-hmm. he may look older, but in fact, he may not be. So, you know, would it be fair then? But we don't know for sure,
right.
So.
Right. I mean, Lebanese boys, say. they look 10, 15 years older than they 15, they look 27, so.
Yeah, we can't say.
Okay, so do we think it was cocky that the girls thought they were going to go straight to the championship round?
No. It was warranted.
Because I can't remember.
Cameron was like, I'm going to save. She was like, I'm going to save the stunt. She's like, said, nah, I'll save it for the championship. I was like, woo, there she is.
Just thought, hey, we going straight to the championship.
That's what you do, baby. Visualization. No,
what if they never went, though?
Yeah, they did, though.
But what if they didn't?
If they didn't, though, it would have just been on her. She would have been like, dang, oh, yeah. I should have threw the trick. Yes. And that would have been a lesson for her as a captain. But I think the greatest part about her being in captain and being in that situation was she can make those decisions. She's there on the dance floor, so she can feel the vibe. Do I need the trick? Nah, they're not bringing it enough for me to say, we need this to make it to the championship, you know?
Yes, mental imagery. She used mental imagery. And again, that's just another, just like we just heard her say, that's another indicator of her transformation.
Yeah.
We would not have heard that in the first initial seasons from her.
She like, if this was any prior season, she would have been like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. What should I do? But she was so confident in this round that it was great.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Now, fast forward to the end of the competition.
Woo!
We see that nobody won because of this altercation with the parents.
Yeah.
I personally think they should have still given out a trophy. You know, I know you're a reflection of your parents. I get that. And, you know, children, you know, you're a reflection of your child, too. But it's like, these kids still danced. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, they still put in time, the effort, the practice, hand out a trophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they wanted to see a trophy. But I figured the judges would do that. I saw that coming. The judges did it last time. When the last time something hit the fan behind with the coaches, when Neva the Diva totally showed off to Coach D's stuff, they didn't have it. So it is what it is. You got to teach someone something.
I would prefer the lesson to be kick the parents out and you can't come back or something like teach the parents their lesson in their own way, but don't punish the kids for the parents acting a fool. Exactly. Like, if the parents can't be mature enough to be in the same gymnasium during a competition, don't take it out on the kids who have been working so hard, who have been practicing,
good
you know?
Point. Yes.
So it's not, it wasn't fair. I understood why they did it, but punish the parents in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Even the coaches, because this episode, Coach D and so Rick from ready. FADD, they was on and popping.
There they the coaches are ghetto. Period. Blank. Blank. Like Mimi said on the call, like she said it eloquently. Like there's always a problem. That's why. That's why. It is what it is. But it is what it is.
Way up.
Yeah.
So let's get into our great predictions for next week's episode.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh. Does anybody want to kick it off?
I think that next episode we're gonna see a lot more from Deja, because you know Shamika, the mom, was brought in this episode. So I think that next episode she might either go do a duet with somebody or you know battle someone up for a spot. I think we're gonna see a little bit more between her mom and her on the next episode.
Great. I think Faith. We're going to see more Faith. Yeah. Faith's going to keep killing it, keep getting in the stand battles. And then if they do any more freestyle, because as you heard Dana say, I want her to be known for the freestyle. I think we're going to see more freestyles. We're going to see more of Faith. F squared, baby.
Right. I love how we all have the same predictions. I think the same thing. We're going to see more of, you know, the girls who've been on the team, but we don't see them that much, like Faith and Deja.
Right.
They're going to come up more. And I think more of Michaela and Kijane. Yeah. I think just all those girls are about to just blossom.
Yes.
I love
very
it.
Good. Very good.
So let's wrap this up, everybody. We just enjoy you guys listening and watching to us, of course. And you can follow me, Howard the Third, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com. Ms. Heather, where can they follow you?
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Heather Yared.
Hey guys, you can follow me at Hey It's Lay on all social media networks, or you can check out my political culture show on BHL.
Yes, I appreciate it. Another great show down. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.